Looking for a perfect combination. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max.
Yes, this fall was one of the best growing seasons in terms of forages that we've had probably in my career.
Temperatures are much more around the normal range for this time of year now, but University of Tennessee Extension forage specialist Dr. Gary Bates says the warmer than normal fall and early winter temperatures were a pleasant surprise to many Tennessee cattle producers.
Well, with most of our pastures for beef cattle across the state being tall fescue, just a cool season perennial grass, these growing conditions have been great because the more days of growth that you get is the more days of grazing that you get for a cow herd, and it just cuts down the number of days that a producer is going to have to feed hay, which is an extremely beneficial thing.
There have been concerns raised about the impact of the cold weather, and after the warm fall, had forages and other plants progressing much further than normal. But Dr. Bates says there shouldn't be too many problems, and he's hopeful for an early spring.
Well, if we start getting extremely cold temperatures now, then basically that's just going to put all the, you know, all the plants into dormancy for the rest of the wintertime. So it shouldn't be a real detrimental thing, because this is normally what happens. It's just happened, you know, maybe a month to a month and a half later. We've had, the best situation that we could find from a forage standpoint is a fall that lasts for a long time and then a spring that warms up really early. So we're halfway to having a perfect winter scenario.
Now, Dr. Bakes says there's still an unknown for some farmers who have experienced flooding on their winter wheat crop. It had progressed much further than normal, obviously, because of the warm weather, and now there could be growth problems come springtime. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.